section86.com.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Creative Tragedy.
It's the Hank and Chains Show.
Of It Burns When I Pee, the only podcast around that talks about real country music.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League.
Welcome to Vertebreaker, your weekly insight into the world of professional wrestling and pop culture.
Changing the world of podcasting.
After you get done jerking off, it kind of just looks like a little popsicle.
One show at a time.
Insomnia approved.
That's what I'm saying. This is what I've been trying to tell this guy for like fucking a year and a half.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are about to enter the world famous stalls of It Burns When I Pee. We would like to remind you that this show is not appropriate for children, sheep, or pop country music lovers. Now, please adjust yourself and prepare to lick the side of the urinal. Welcome to episode 18 of It Burns When I Pee. Welcome to episode 18 of It Burns When I Pee. Twang ain't just a guy thing.
86 Productions.
Well, I got the clap and I can't pee. It burns, burns, burns when I pee. When I pee, or when I pee. Burns, burns, burns when I pee. When I pee, Lord, when I pee.
Twisting and turning under the bed that I've made. A sick, angry stone has made my heart its own. There's nobody left to blame. Lord, forgive me, I've sinned, and I'll do it again. Have mercy on my selfish way.
right, light up a cigarette. It's time for episode number 18 of It Burns When I Pee. I am your host, Blake Clayton, and fuck, I don't have a lighter. All right, folks, light up a cigarette. It's time for episode 18 of It Burns When I Pee. Twang ain't just a guy thing. I'd like to welcome everybody to the show, and I'd also like to welcome the one, the only, newest, most famous co-host in internet podcast history, Ryan Creepy Guy Ham. What's up, buddy?
Hey, y'all. How's everybody doing out there?
And we also have with us, as usual, in the studio, the beautiful, the lovely, the sometimes talented Norma Jean. Norma Jean, welcome to the show.
How's it hanging?
Thank you for wearing as least amount of clothes as possible.
No problem.
It's always helpful.
Yeah, I do what I can for the podcast.
Yeah. She's about as thrilling as I am to start off.
She's like...
One answer.
She's like, yeah, no problem. And I was hoping for such pumping, arousing, just energy.
Sorry.
Well, we did something a little bit different. We started the show off with a song, and that song was Bed That I Made by Star Anna. And you can find her at Malamute Records. And the name of her album is Crooked Path. And you can check her out at staranna.com and myspace.com/StarAnna, KROGSTIE. Why is it that we played a female song first?
Because twang ain't just a guy thing.
Exactly. That's the whole focus of this show, folks. It's all the beautiful and lovely and talented female artists out there that are making kick-ass music. It's not just a guy's world. We can't leave them out. And for the past year and a half, we've kind of left him to the side. But we got a great show. But let's
go.
How
many do we got? We got three or four different artists lined up?
Four.
Nice. Great.
Great. Sweet. Four different artists. But we'll get to the show lineup in just a minute. But I wanted to go ahead and let Ryan give the big announcement that we've been waiting months and months for.
Well, folks, by the time that you're hearing the podcast, you'll actually be able to log on the internet and go to the official It Burns When I Pee website at ibwip.com. We're going to have everything. We'll have a comment section, an area for show notes, contact page, where we'll all have our emails out there so you can send us personal emails. We'll have a blog section, which I'm sure each one of us will probably from time to time, you know, throw a blog out there. Info pages about all the cast, pictures section, much more about us.
Because it's all about us.
It's all about us.
It's all about the... All right, Norma Jean, are you going to let us post some naked pictures of you on there?
No. Sorry.
Damn. I like naked pictures.
I like them a lot.
Especially at Norma.
I don't like all naked pictures. I've seen some naked pictures I don't like.
That's true. I have
I
seen some stuff
last
I'm like.
Week that I didn't like.
What did you see last week?
I don't remember what it was called. Something about getting fucked with a fist and a head.
You're giving it away. Anyway, that's going to Andy Hughes from Section86.com has finally gotten it done for us. And I got to apologize for ripping him on the last show.
Yeah.
Kind of dogged
him
out a little
Andy,
bit.
Thanks, Andy, for the time. We appreciate it getting it up for us.
So save it on your favorites. Check it out. Leave comments on there. Like I said, we're going to be adding stuff to it constantly. But
let us know what's good, what's bad, what you like, don't like. You know, we want to know to make the show better.
And we also, drum roll.
That was actually more like a pussycat. But.
That was a purr. A purr, please. But the Section 86 /IBWIP store is now open. You can go to cafepress.com/Section86. We got some t-shirts, sweatshirts.
Yeah, I jumped on there yesterday and checked it out, and there's actually we got a t-shirt on there.
Yeah, you can even get a t-shirt for your dog.
I'll let you off a pair of my underwear if you want.
We are.
Hold on.
But please,
did we hear that?
Did you not see the show notes? Could you please wait until you give it away?
You asked me that. I'll tell you yes.
Mental note.
Pre-ejaculator.
mental note. Send Norma Jean show notes so she doesn't give all the surprises away. Oh, crazy.
I did not tell you yes on that.
Oh, I just assumed yes. So definitely go over to the store. You know, buy a t-shirt. Show that you're proud that it burns when you pee.
Speaking of support,
we got support. Wait.
We got to thank Mike from Hank3.com for the banners that he made. And he's got his own folder there on our MySpace page on the pick section. If you go in there, you can pull it up. So be sure you go to our MySpace or the official website, IBWIP.com, and grab a banner and help spread the word about the show.
There's some really cool banners out there. And he did them like in one night. It was super awesome. So again, Mike, thanks a lot. And if you've never checked out Hank3.com, definitely go there. They got message board and stuff, so it's a pretty cool website. So, Ryan, we had a winner on the It Burns When I Pee episode.
A wiener.
We had a wiener.
I wouldn't call Donnie a wiener. He sounds like he can kick my ass. But anyway, here's a voicemail from our big winner, Donnie fucking Cash from the Hank 3 Coalition. And he was the winner of our episode 17 trivia question. And he got a T-shirt and a CD. So here's good old Donnie.
Yeah, it's Donnie fucking Cash, and I'm a winner at It Burns When I Pee.
All right, thanks.
Hey, Donnie.
Hi, Donnie. Well, thanks a lot to Donnie for participating, and everybody, seriously, if you know the trivia question answer, go ahead and email us, even if it's like a week later that you hear it. Sometimes we have somebody do it right off the bat. Sometimes it takes a couple weeks.
And that's first come, first serve, right?
First come, first serve, just like this right here. Check out the...
You always set yourself up for the...
I know.
Or.
But definitely check out the Hank 3 Coalition. It's at myspace.com/thehank3 fan page. And Donnie's a cool guy, and thanks for participating, buddy. So, Ryan, we're all out of whack here. Why don't you go ahead and tell us and tell the folks out there what they can expect from this episode of It Burns When I Be.
Well, we're going to... Rachel Brooks, she's our featured artist.
Hottie! Big time hottie.
Oh, yeah. And we've got a feature interview with her with songs and the trivia giveaway will be based around her. As far as the artists go, like we said before, we've got four that we're featuring. We're going to have music by Starianna, Carmen Lee, Elizabeth Cook, and last but not least, Little Lisa Dixie.
Little Lisa Dixie.
And then...
what else are we going to do?
We got old Norma Jean here. She's going to be watching some porn again.
Awesome.
That'll be coming up in segment number four.
Hey, Norma Jean, how do you like this new segment where you get to watch porn?
Fucking awesome, man.
Fucking awesome.
I think she's kind of waiting for the day like when it's something normal that she might
go home get and think about.
Yeah.
You mean you didn't go home and think about this one?
Hell no.
I think maybe something she could take home to practice, but yeah, I don't know about the two girls in one cup. I don't really hope she practiced that.
Yeah, and I hope she can't practice the one that she's going to watch
that's
today.
Coming up? Yeah.
Yeah.
Not so much.
And we also have... the final installment of the Passmore skits. We have the Passmore push skit later on, and there's a reason why we only have one more skit.
Didn't you get a letter in the mail?
Yes. I don't want to give it away, but we have a letter that we got in the mail, and we'll have to talk to you guys about that later on.
And I think Norma Jean, she's going to read that to everybody, right? She's gonna
I figured it would come across better in a sexy, sultry voice.
Yeah.
I'm
not
sure,
so offensive, you know.
Yeah, not so offensive and rude. All right, so enough talking. Let's kick off with another song by Elizabeth Cook, and it's called It Takes Balls to Be a Woman. Norma Jean, does it take balls to be a woman?
It does take balls to be a woman.
Well,
you
then.
Got bigger balls than you all.
Do you guys want to show each other our balls?
Maybe later.
Maybe later. But you can check out Elizabeth Cook at elizabeth-cook.com or her MySpace, Elizabeth Cook. And you can also hear her on Sirius Satellite Radio. She's got a show Thursday and Fridays at 7 to 11 called Apron Strings. So here is Elizabeth Cook, When Sometimes It Takes Balls to Be a Woman. See you in a little bit, everybody.
Sometimes it takes balls to be a woman. Standing up to a test while wearing a party dress. Sometimes looks can be deceiving when you're quietly overachieving. Oh, sometimes it takes balls to be a woman. She's a socialite, a decent housewife, and she makes a mean lasagna. So when the mechanics and the lady don't panic, this one's gonna cost her. She said, I know I don't need my engine repaired. Just check the oil and change the belt. Honey, I know you thought you saw me coming. Sometimes it takes balls to be a woman. Sometimes it takes balls to be a woman. To a test while wearing a party dress. Sometimes looks can be deceiving when you're quietly overachieving. Oh, sometimes it takes balls to be a woman. He says I should repent for the money I spent on shoes and bags and jewelry.
a working ass ain't gonna sit before a jury. I said, now isn't that a mighty small price to pay for all the love I send your way? Honey, when it comes down to the plumb, sometimes it takes balls to be a woman. Sometimes it takes balls to be a woman. Standing up to a test while wearing a party dress. Sometimes looks can be deceiving when you're quietly overachieving. Oh, sometimes it takes balls to be a woman.
So, Norma Jean, you interested in a little wiki?
Now, you hornball. I'm checking out twangnation.com to see what's new.
So you mean to tell me that you'd rather look at a website than get busy with me?
Hell yeah! The folks at twangnation.com keep me in the loop about everything that is real and country and bluegrass music.
Well, how long are you going to be? I mean, I can wait till you're done.
Okay, listen. First of all, you have a penis like a horse and it's uncomfortable. Second, twangnation.com has everything I need to satisfy me. So go over there, put your headphones on, and record something for the show.
Ah, foiled again. Well, at least you said I had a big weenie.
All right, we got a little
bit.
Well,
I got to kind of segue into.
Okay, go ahead. Have at it, buddy.
All right, folks. Again, that was Elizabeth Cook. Sometimes it takes balls to be a woman. Norma Jean seems to think she has bigger balls than everybody, but yet won't show us.
They're a little bigger than yours.
I like balls on a woman.
As long as they're not hairy.
So if they're like six-year-old non-haired balls, you like them?
Not six-year-old. Well, they got to have some girth to them.
They have to have some sag to them.
Sag? I don't know about sag. Mass.
So basically for a long period.
I like big balls.
Dent. Okay. This is a...
She's got big balls.
Who's got big balls? But she's got the biggest
balls of them all.
I want to thank everybody who sent us comments on MySpace or sent us emails and left messages on our podcast, Ally.com site when they voted. So, Norma Jean, let's just go through some. What cool things did people say?
All right, the first one we got here is from Metal Farm Magazine. They say, 17 is next level. Thanks, IBWIP, for another great show. We vote for two segments of Norma Jean watches porn. All right, so, I'm in for that.
Oh, yeah. She's like, hell yeah. How about we just do a whole podcast where I watch a whole porn?
All right. It's all right with me.
That could be like a bonus.
We can invite Blake over, though. He can't. What is it? What is his little acronym? MT?
Not this Blake, but the other Blake?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if he would ever come over, he gets invited all the time.
I know. Well, he's busy.
So what's the next one we got?
Okay, the next one's from Just Me.
Who?
Yeah, who's that? Yeah.
It's Alabama, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Check out the podcast right now. Loving what I have heard so far. Mwah. Love ya.
Mwah. Was that a kiss? Is that what that means?
Mwah.
I think that's a kiss.
She has like Tourette's. She's like, that's the best podcast ever. Mwah.
Okay. The next one we have is from Randy. He says, yo, Blake. Yeah, man. It jammed. You and Creepy Guy have some Wayne and Garth moments. But you're right. The format is going to make the show better. When you guys nail down your back and forth, that will help. But hey, first time in a new format, cool.
It's kind of like the first time you have sex with a girl. You know, you don't know whether she really likes you to smack her in the face or not.
Or if you got the right hole.
You know, for people
that... do a lot?
It has happened before, but I was intoxicated.
Not purposely?
No, it wasn't. Well, once I wanted to see what it was like, and
No. Didn't like it?
It's like the first step to being a homo.
What?
Like the buttholes.
It's a girl.
I don't know. Still felt like a guy.
Oh, Jesus.
maybe we should go on to the next one.
All right.
Was that our Wayne and Garth moment, maybe?
Start talking about buttholes.
Buttholes.
Let's just go to the next
Bungholio. One. Okay. This one's from freehank3.org. Hell of a new show. The Tim McGraw stuff was funny as hell. Keep up the good work.
These are all so nice.
Yeah. Did you get any negative feedback, or you just left it off? Or
no, I whatever feedback I get, I put in the show.
It's not like selective.
No, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't worry about the crinkling sound you just made.
Do you like that? Does it make your ears hurt?
That was me looking for the butthole.
That was me flipping through the porn.
I got a paper cut on my penis.
The next one's from Luke. Best Luke real
Skywalker.
Country.
Okay, that was bad. Go ahead.
All right. The next one's from Luke. Best real country podcast out there. That's right. Blake knows what he's doing when it comes to playing real country. Listening to a show makes me want to slap the rhinestones off a lame pop country act. Keep it up, Blake.
I like that. Slap the rhinestones.
I got some rhinestones he can slap.
Wow, Luke. Norma Jean's email is normajean@ibwip.com. She wants to slap your rhinestones.
No, I said he could slap my rhinestones.
Oh.
He probably ain't got no rhinestones.
What exactly are rhinestones?
What?
We were talking about balls earlier, remember?
Oh, yeah.
How quickly we forget.
All right, the next one's from A. Pennington. Easily the best. Definitely worth listening to. Very fine fare indeed. What?
I think he's from overseas.
I think he's from fucking backwoods Missouri or something.
Okay.
Very fine fare indeed.
That's the way to keep him listening.
Yeah, that's the way to keep everybody listening is rip on him. But
all right. The next one's Johnny Allen. Great show. Providing a format for a music that is not so easy to find. So this must be from your buddy Tanya. Hey, B. Great show. Ryan Creepy Guy Ham and Norma Jean are quite the addition. Loved it. Sweets, you're amazing.
Yes, I am amazing.
She wants to lick your balls. Can she slap your rhinestones around?
Sure.
We're going to have to start calling them rhinestones instead of rhinestones.
Rhinestones, I like it.
I peed.
I like it a lot.
I couldn't pee. I got rhinestones.
All right, this one's from Baron. Your show brought back my eyesight. What?
Sweet. We healed.
You cured the blind.
Yes.
We got to put Braille on our webpage.
It would have been better if he's like, I can hear now.
Yeah.
I regained my hearing.
Too bad we ain't got footage of me watching the porn. That'd definitely bring back some eyesight.
It brings back eyesight when I watch. Anyway. Okay. Well, Norma Jean, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule of masturbating in front of us to read the fan feedback.
No problem.
She's like, I have to quit once in a while because it's raw. Okay, so let's talk about now the It Burns When I Pee auction. Starting on September 19th through October 3rd, we're going to have quite a few items that have been donated from different places, and we're going to try to raise money for the show. We're trying to get some more microphones because Norma Jean doesn't like to pass off her microphone every time she wants to say something. And
it's probably kind of faint to hear too.
Yeah,
when I'm in the background.
Yeah, so we're trying to get some new mics. I'm trying to get a better mixing board. But some of the items we're going to have for auction is an autographed Hank 3 reinstate Hank.org poster that they were kind. Blake Joe was kind enough to send us. We got some Bubba the Love Sponge T-shirts. Ryan,
awesome
Spice Boy from the Bubba the Love Sponge show sent me some T-shirts. I think I sent him an email, and I think he just kind of felt bad for.
Trashing the show. From what episode did they review? 15?
It was the infamous 15? Episode 15.
Yeah.
And got a couple autographed pictures that go with that. We're going to have a signed It Burns and IP T-shirt, all the cast, and maybe would you drop some fluid on that possibly, Norma Jean? Or
man.
Fluid.
Remember that one porn we had her watch?
That is disgusting. With the girl? Think about her fluid. Oh, I got slapped.
We're going to have some Hank 3 albums that I have in my collection that I'm willing to donate. Metal Farm Magazine, our boys at Metal Farm Magazine, they're going to hook us up.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati. But they're going to give us a Metal Farm Magazine release party poster that was designed by Keith Neltner. and one of the first issues, their magazine. And then, of course, Norma Jean, since you blew it earlier, the big announcement was supposed to be
dun, 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 dun.
There's going to be a pair of Norma Jean's panties that have been signed are going to go up for auction as well. Is that correct?
Signed by me?
Yeah.
Sure.
No, I don't think they want your panties signed by Ryan.
You never know.
Freaks out there.
There are some freaks out there.
And we're going to have a couple more things. We're still lining stuff up, so I don't want to make it official, but the Hank Williams Senior Museum is going to also donate some stuff.
Cool.
We're going to have a lot of stuff up there. It's going to be, basically, it's going to be on eBay, and people can vote, or people can bid on it between August 19th and October 3rd. So if you're wanting any of this, that stuff, check it out. September 19th is also going to be the release of episode 19, so that's where we're going to kick it off. So, Ryan, why don't you go ahead and start to talk about...
Well, it's the letter.
The letter.
The letter that we got from Mr. Passmore's attorney. And we've got a little skit to play, and sad to say, but I think we're gonna have to put this poor guy to rest.
As easy as they are to write and make, and enjoyable for me, Norma Jean, why don't you read the letter that we got from the attorney here? And
dear Mr. Clayton,
that's me. what? Read like the
okay. What? The Law Office of Hall & Associates, Attorney at Law, 101 State Street, Beloit, Wisconsin, 61080. Dear Mr. Clayton, this firm has been retained to resolve an issue regarding slander and defamation of character.
Defecation of character.
Defamation.
So I shit on him.
It's defamation.
And I will continue to shit on him. Anyway.
Toward our client, Mr. Passmore, it has come to our attention that you and your staff have been using our client's name and likeness in an inappropriate manner on your podcast. Mr. Passmore has requested that you stop using his name in the content of your show. If you do not comply with this request, this firm will be forced to recommend that our client take further legal action against you. The choice is yours. The law provides our client with certain legal rights and remedies regarding this matter and allows for recovery of incidental and other damages. Please consider this letter to be your final warning in this matter.
Ooh.
Respectfully, the Law Office of Hall & Associates.
So, Ryan... What do you think we should do? Should we play the skit or not play the skit?
Oh, we're playing the skit.
Fuck yeah, we're playing the skit. If there is anybody out there, if there's any Burns and IP fans out there that have any legal background, we will probably need it after this. So send us an email. Let us know you're out there so we might be able to retain you.
We might need some help after this one.
So without further ado, let's play the new Passmore Push skit.
Well, sorry about this diagnosis, but I'm afraid it doesn't look good.
What is it, doctor? What's wrong?
Well, son, oddly enough, it seems that you have an impacted anal cavity. Not quite sure how that could have happened, but if you don't get it taken care of pretty soon, you just might die. And I don't think I can do anything for you.
Die? What the hell? What kind of doctor are you? Can't you do anything? You can't just let me die.
What kind of doctor am I? Well, I'm the kind of doctor that found out that you have an impacted anal cavity. That's what kind of doctor I am. And I can't do anything for you, but there might be one person that can do something. We've never really tried this before, and I've only heard stories, but we might have to try the Passmore Push.
Well, what's this Passmore Push? Whatever it is, let's do it. I don't want to die.
All right. Well, you might reconsider that here in a few minutes. But all right. Paging Nurse Passmore. Paging Nurse Passmore.
You're a doctor and you can't help me, but you're calling in some chick nurse to help me?
Oh, this ain't no female nurse, son. Nurse Passmore happens to be a raging faggot.
What the hell?
Yeah, well, I told you might want to reconsider.
Oh, crap!
Hey, everyone. How can I help you, doctor?
Well, Nurse Passmore, this case is going to be right up your alley, so to speak. Seems this gentleman here has an impacted anal cavity, and if it doesn't get cleaned out soon, he just might die. And I've heard stories up and down the hallway about you being a big fudge packer, so I called on you to give him the Passmore Push.
Well, no worries there, doctor. Might I say you're looking dashing today? Is that a new tie? Oh, looks great on you. Anyway, okay, cutie. I'm usually the catcher, but I'll do my best to help save you.
Doc, isn't there any other way? I'm not gay. I've never had anything up my ass before.
Well, I'm sorry, son, but you gotta be cleaned out. And I'm sure the hell not gonna get in there. This is the only way it's gonna be done. You gotta go through with this. And I can't watch.
Okay, honey. Now just bend over, and this will only take a minute.
Oh, Jesus! I can't believe this is happening!
Don't worry, dear. If it helps you relax, I can give you a good mouth pumping.
Hell no, you queer. Just get it over with.
Okay, dang. I'm trying to save your life here. Don't be so mean. Okay, here goes. Oh, yeah. I think we're going to get this thing cleared up real quick.
What? I don't feel a damn thing. You sure it's in?
I'm balls deep, big boy. Oh, yeah.
Your tick is smaller than my pinky finger. Fuck this. No, I'm really going to die.
It's not small. You're so mean.
What the hell's going on in here? Nurse Passmore? Did you get the patient cleaned out?
No. He said I had a little penis. I was like all the way in. Oh my god. I told you I was usually the catcher. Oh my god.
Well, I'm sorry, son. I figured he was pretty small, but he keeps bragging about how big he is, and he drives a BMW. But I just figured, well, we'll give him a try.
So I'm gonna die. You said the Passmore push would save me.
Well, how the hell was I supposed to know that faggot was the size of a toothpick? I'm sorry. There's nothing else we can do for you.
Well, at least I'm not going to die a queer. He didn't even get it in.
Wait, I've got it. I said what, in the butt. 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 You want to do it in my butt? In my butt? You want to do it in my butt? In my butt? You want to do it in my butt? In my butt. Let's do it in the butt. Okay. It's okay if you have a little fight. Don't you worry. I won't bite. Not that hard. If you want it, I'll give you power. Just be gentle. I'm delicate like a flower. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Oh, my.
What? In the butt. I said what? In the butt. I said what? In the butt. I said what? In the butt. You wanna do it in my butt? In my butt. You wanna do it in my butt? In my butt. You wanna do it in my butt? In my butt. Let's do it in the butt. Okay. There's more people viewing it. This is going great.
In the butt. I said what? In the butt.
I said what? In the butt.
My favorite part is when he goes. He goes. Give it to me. If you please. Give it to me. If you please. So, again, if there's any fans out there that have...
We might need some help.
We might need some legal help, but you know what? You can't take nothing from me. I ain't got nothing left.
All right, let's get back on a serious note here. Coming up next, we're going to feature a little bit of Rachel Brooke here. The first track we got coming up is Everything But You. And do us a favor, folks. Check out our MySpace page at Rachel Brooke. And that's Brooke with an E. And then the number one. .com.
Yeah, it was awesome having Rachel on the show. And after this song, you'll hear the interview, and we'll play another song. So here is the lovely, the talented Rachel Brooke with Everything But You.
Well, I know that it hurts you to see me this way. But baby, you know it hurts me to see you still care for me. You know that I've grown cold, and my love I don't show. So please stop pretending that I'm worth anything at all. My clothes smell like beer from, well, I don't know when. And you know that all my money goes to cigarettes and gin. Never used to be this way. Lord knows I ain't the same. But don't you worry, darling, 'cause I'm the one to blame. Well, you said it before, and well, I know that it's true, that all I care about is everything but you. Lord knows that I never meant for it to end this way. listen to me, darling. You're better off anyway.
Some say that traditional and independent country music is dead. They say that corporate Nashville has killed the once-rich musical genre. Those people haven't been to twangville.com. This website has it all. News, reviews, and everything else you want to know about the real music that is out there. Don't settle for what CMT is throwing at you. Go visit our friends at twangville.com and put a little twang in your thing.
All right, folks, we just got done hearing Everything But You by the lovely and talented Rachel Brooke. And as the first female artist ever to be interviewed on a Burns and IP, we have with us Rachel Brooke. How are you doing tonight, Rachel?
I'm doing good.
All right. So why don't you tell the folks a little bit about where you're from, and we can kind of go from there.
Well, I'm from Michigan. I was born and raised in Lovell, Michigan, and then moved around for a while, and now I live up near Traverse City, which is kind of like northern Michigan area.
When did you start getting into playing music? At what age, and what was your first instrument you kind of experimented with?
Well, when I was like 4 or 5, my dad had a piano given to him. And when we got that, my parents, I guess, like, they noticed that, like, I was, like, the child that, took an interest in it. And so they got me going on piano lessons for about, like, 6 years. And then after that, I went into band, all through, like, middle school and high school, and I played percussion in, like, the marching band and I played the set in the jazz band and stuff like that, and that was cool. And then when I was, like, 14, I got a guitar, and I started playing, like, more, like, rock, punk type stuff. And also, like, I really liked folk music, like from the 1960s, like Peter, Paul, and Mary and stuff.
Sure, sure.
So I started learning some of that. And then eventually, like, I started playing with my dad and his bluegrass band and playing rhythm guitar, and then I just recently picked up the mandolin. So that's kind of how it started, I guess.
So when did you decide that music was going to be your career and that's what you were going to focus on?
Well, it's weird because since I was, like, little, it's always been a huge part of me. So I don't really know if, like, I actually decided or if it just kind of happened, Like, I always knew that music was going to be a part of my life. I just didn't really have, like, a set, like, reason or, or plan.
Sure.
I just kind of did it, and I just kind of fell into it, and it's a huge part of my life now that I can't, like, not be playing some type of music.
So who are some of your biggest musical influences?
Well, my biggest is Hank Williams.
There you go.
Of course,
good answer.
He's like, yeah, I mean, he's just brilliant. And, everybody who's listening to this right now probably already understands, like, why.
Exactly.
Another one is Brian Wilson from, like, the Beach Boys. I'm a huge Beach Boys fan. I love the Beach Boys. And, his music and my music, they're not really, like, they don't really resemble each other at all. But, I appreciate and, understand, like, how talented he is. He's a genius, really. As far as, like, women go, Wanda Jackson is, like, probably my biggest influence for female musician, just because she's just got an amazing voice, She's probably, like, my favorite performer, female.
And like I said, this episode is kind of primarily focused on, female artists that are out there. And I was wanting to know from you, what are some of the difficulties, if there's any, for a female artist to kind of overcome as opposed to, a male artist or a band?
It's weird because, I hate to, like, draw a line between, like, male and female musicians, because, once you have it there, it's almost like it's always there, it's, like, for me anyway. And I don't know, it's weird because, like, sometimes I think females have some advantages, but they also have, like, some disadvantages, I'd say, sometimes a girl, can kind of suck, like, musically. Sometimes, but if they're, like, really pretty and, they kind of, like, they get a lot of attention, which is cool, I guess that's cool, but, that being said, also, sometimes they aren't taken, like, seriously enough, I don't know, I guess, like, girls just, like, they gotta be smart about, like, how they portray themselves and, like, present themselves and the music on and off stage, I don't know, I guess, I'm not saying, like, that women can't be, like, sexual. Actually, I think it helps sometimes, but, like, I don't know, they just got to be, like, one head, you know, like, one step ahead of themselves all the time. They just got to be smart about it. And I'm not, like, a feminist or anything at all. Like, to be honest, I'm, like, boy crazy. But, you know, I don't know. I just do what I do. I don't really pay much attention, you know, whether if someone's male or female. You know, if they're good, they're good.
Sure.
That's all that really matters, really.
I just didn't know if, you know, if it was more difficult booking shows or if you just had, you know, crowd-wise, if you had to deal with people differently. And what, you know.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It's kind of weird, but, you know, I think that it's, like, people just got to be smart, you know, and right. Not, like, I don't know. It's booking shows, it's harder, like, I guess, because I don't know. It's a little bit different for a male and a female to do it, but, you know, females are just as badass, you know, they can do it.
Right.
It'll be fine.
I kind of, that question kind of made, it was kind of open-ended, I guess, you know, but, and what you were saying about how, you know, a pretty female artist, they have to have the good music because they need to, like you said, not let their looks kind of override everything. You know, for a,
exactly.
You know, for a real, you know, a songwriter and a musician, you want that to stand out the most. And so you do have, like you said, you have to be one step ahead of everybody and make sure that stays the focus.
Exactly. That's exactly my point.
So when you're doing your writing, do you initially sit down and say, I'm going to write a song, or do you kind of scribble things down as you go and then put it all together later on?
Yeah, I kind of do that. You know, I can't, it's hard for me to just sit down and say, yeah, I'm going to write a song today. You know, like, I'll be having, like, a conversation with somebody, like, actually just before I talk to you, you know, and they said something that just, like, sparked an idea, and I'm like, oh, I got to write that down, you know? And what I'll do is I'll write things down, and then later I'll, like, go off of that whole thing. And then pretty much when I sit down to write a song off that one idea, it all kind of comes into play.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, and the reason why I ask is because, you know, your songwriting is to me one of the most prolific parts of your music, and I'm always interested to know how people kind of sit down and do it, because everybody, I think, kind of does it a little bit different, and it's just mm-hmm. it's just real interesting to find out, you know, who does it and how they do it.
You know, it's weird, too, because, like, sometimes I'll just have one of those moments that something just hits you. And, like, my brain is constantly thinking about, like, dumb bullshit going on in my life anyway. You know, so, like, there's always, like, ideas, but, I don't know, I just, like, write it down and then go off of it later. You know, it's weird, too, because, like, sometimes, like, I find, like, when I can't, you know, deal with the problems like that going on in my life, like, you know, like, talk about them with people, like, they end up coming out, like, in a song.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. That's just, like, I guess the way of, like, dealing with the things I got going on. I think a lot of people do that.
Right.
You know, like, when they can't get it out, they just write about it, and it's like they're putting, like, their whole life on display pretty much for everybody.
Exactly, and I kind of do that with the show. Through the songs that I pick or the music or the skits that I do, you know, it always has something to do with something going on in my life. I think everyone's life, mostly for a songwriter, is what goes on in your life is, like, the most valuable part of it, because that's where all your material comes from.
Yes.
So it's not like, you know, it's not like the corporate Nashville machine who, you know, put four guys in a room and say, okay, let's write a song about this. You know, were those four people? Yeah. So, you know, there's four people in that room who, you know, would see things completely different. But yet they put together a crappy song. But anyway, that's my little corporate Nashville rant for the interview.
Yeah.
Kind of late in 2007, you sent me your self-titled album, Rachel Brooke, and mm-hmm. I was blown away by it. It was amazing, and I was kind of wanting to know what were some of the struggles that you had to go through to get it put together, and then, you know, about how long did it take you from conception to, you know, finally having it in front of you, ready to send out to people.
Well, I don't know, you know, it's, when I first write a song, you know, I just record it, like, just as a demo, you know, but, my brother is actually a recording engineer, so he pretty much, like, helped me with the whole thing. I don't really know how long it took, really. What we did was just kind of, like, I don't know, I'd have to say, like, a couple, like, 5 months, maybe, for the whole thing. But it was cool, though. I wanted to do, like, all, like, completely analog recording for it. So we did, you know, we had tape and we had ribbon mics, and then And then after all that, we kind of intentionally, like, made it sound really old, you know. And, you know, I know that, like, a lot of people probably don't really, some people might have mixed feelings about it, you know, they might not get it, but, like, I like that sound, and, you know, to be honest, I don't really care.
Right.
You know, if people don't like my CD, they can just go fucking make their own.
And that's one of the things I noticed when I was listening to it, is by making it sound like that, it was it had a very authentic sound to it, and it had a very personal sound. Like, it was kind of like, you know, it's kind of like you were sitting right down there, you know, right in front of you playing it. You know, and it wasn't all processed and it wasn't all squeaky clean. And
yeah,
I think that gave
it.
It's hard
for me to do that, you know.
Yeah.
It's like when I did my demos, like, I really like my demos because it's like it's just one microphone on the like sound recorder that every computer like has, you know. It was nothing, and I like my demos, but I'm thinking, you know, I want to get like an actual album out, and I didn't want it to sound like perfect, you know. It's like I wanted it to sound more like personal and like real to me, you know. And I did. It's like when it's too perfect and too clean, sometimes it just makes me feel like it's almost fake or something, you know. So it's like I intentionally put the old sound on it, but I wanted to make it sound like dirty, you know, and like real.
And that's what I like about a lot of the Hank Williams music, because they didn't have the technology back then, but it's still, you know, when you hear some of those Hank songs that are, you know, that are the little crackly, or the, you know, they're real raw, and I think that makes what he's saying even more, all the more true.
Exactly. I love that sound, you know. It's real. And I just kind of wanted to capture a little bit of that, I guess, with my stuff.
There you go. So what do you have planned for, like, the next year regarding, like, touring and possibly, you know, getting ready for another album? I mean, what do you got? This show is going to air in August, middle of August, so what are you looking at touring-wise?
Well, it's funny that you say that, because, like, I just got done with the Murder in the Mountains tour, and that was 5 days out in Montana, and that was with the 357 String Band and Those Poor Bastards, and then a band called High Lonesome, and then another band, Cicada Omega. And, I mean, it was just fucking awesome, you know. Like, it was just the best time of my life, and I'm just now, like, coming down from that high, you know. So I'm just, like, ready to go right now, you know. Like, I'm starting to think, like, okay, I'm thinking about trying to, you know, like, recruit some more players and seeing if I could get something set up for maybe the beginning of winter. I want to start getting out there with like a band and start touring, like maybe just starting like around Midwest area and get a new CD going, maybe a little bit more, just a couple more like upbeat songs too, you know. But I'm ready to go right now, you know.
That's awesome. You kind of riding the effects of the last tour and getting ready to do another one. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's just a good
feeling, you know? Yeah, and, you know, you mentioned that you know, we were touring with 357, who we just had on the last episode, and Those Poor Bastards On was our Halloween episode, and that was, like, the real turning point in our show. And I know you've done a lot of touring with Slack Eyed Slim as well, and he's been a big fan of the show, and we've really appreciated his stuff, too, so.
They're all really cool. Slack Eyed Slim is great. I love him. You know, he's just hilarious to be around. It's just, he's got the sense of humor that just, like, cracks me up. Anything he says, even when he's angry, I'm laughing at him, you know?
Yeah. For me as a host, the coolest thing that's happened is when Slack Eyed Slim got his album done, and he sent it to me. And he didn't say anything to me about it, you know, but I opened it up and I looked at the footnotes, and I saw my name in there. And I was like, that was just, like, the totally coolest thing, you know, that he would take the time to do that. And that goes to show that you guys are out there and you guys are struggling. We got to be honest, you know, we're not making the millions and millions of dollars. The music that you guys are making is amazing music, and it's great to have those close-knit kind of groups and people just help support each other. So
that is how, you know, I feel that's the way it is too, you know. Just like being like a part of, like, you know, just like everybody just knows each other, and it's cool, you know. I like that feeling a lot, and it's nice to have like friends and, you know, that are helping each other out, especially like musically, you know. It's good. It's good.
So how can fans get a hold of your CD, and how can they get a hold of you?
Well, I have a CD on my MySpace through PayPal. I don't know, like, I don't go through CDBB yet, but I'm like, really thinking, like, I'm going to start recording a new CD. I'll probably get, like, another one out there and probably go through, like, CDBB and stuff. But on my MySpace, I just have PayPal, and they can just email me or just, you know, send money in my PayPal, and I just send it out. And starting to get like other things too, like buttons and pins and stuff. And usually when somebody buys a CD, I'll just throw in some extra shit anyway.
And that MySpace is myspace.com/RachelBrooke1, correct?
Yes. Yeah, awesome. Somebody already took the damn Rachel Brooke, so I had to put in an extra number.
Okay, well, we got one more song coming from you, but I would want to know what, from your album, which song are you most proud of as an artist and as a person, and why?
Well, I can say that, like, all the songs, you know, like, they're real, you know, like, come from the heart, you know, like, they all have, like, specific and, like significant meaning behind them, you know, but if I had to choose one, it would be Wolves. I don't know, it's about, like, how I'm always, like, being tempted by, you know, quote-unquote sin. Like, I know, like, I shouldn't do some of the things that I do, and, like, how I've tried to, like, in my song, like, it's keep the wolves at bay, pretty much, but, you know, it doesn't really ever seem to work for me. So, I don't know, I guess that's the way life goes, and that one, I guess, really means a lot to me, like, the way it came out, and that's probably one of it. I'm pretty proud of.
All right, awesome. Well, we're going to go ahead and play that song, Wolves, from your album, Rachel Brooke. And Rachel, thank you very much for being on the show, and we hope to be hearing more from you.
Yeah, for having me. You know, like I said before, you guys have a really good show, and it's a pleasure to do an interview for you guys, and, you know, I hope the best for future for you guys' program.
Thanks a lot. Make sure next time you go on tour, you come around Chicago or Central Illinois, it'd be nice, so I wouldn't have to drive very far.
Hell yeah, do y'all be
calling
when I'm coming through, you know?
All right.
Go.
All right, thanks a lot, Rachel, and take care, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Keep on at bay, Lord, that's what I say. When he says, ball bat. What was that? I
really need your help. He told me that if people don't vote for It Burns When I Pee at podcasttally.com, that he's going to kill me. Please, I'm begging you, for God's sake. Please go to podcasttally.com and vote for the show. Oh, no. He heard me. He's coming. And he's going to cut off another finger. Please, please, please. I'm begging you. Save me. Go vote for It Burns When I Pee. Ah!
Once again, thank you to Rachel Brooke, and that was her song Wolves. And you can find both of those songs on her self-entitled album, Rachel Brooke. And go to her MySpace, email her, buy that CD. You will not regret it.
And as far as getting in contact here with us and our staff, of course, we've got the call-in number. And we haven't had as many voicemails lately, so you know, we would like to get a few of those. Let us know. Like we said, we like to try to play all of them that we do get. The number to call us, it's area code 206-339-8419.
And you have 2.5 minutes, so don't rush yourself. You got 2.5 minutes on the voicemail.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
And as far as the email goes, you were so graciously to set us up with our own personal emails.
Yeah, Andy set you guys up with your own emails. Of course, mine's blake@ibwip.com, but there's more.
Mine is creepyguy@ibwip.com.
And any female fans that want to send you pictures?
I like how I get creepy guy and you're just Blake. But yes, female email is fine.
Female email?
Mail might work too.
You have
no,
mail.
Let's keep it female.
Okay.
Please. We were talking about butthole earlier.
I was talking about buttholes.
Balls and buttholes, and he's like, any females out there that want to...
What's the whole what in the butt?
Yeah. So ladies, go out there and email Ryan and let him know that you're loving him.
And of course, we got our own Norma Jean set up with her own personal email too.
Is there any particular requests you have for emails? Just anybody or?
Yeah, anybody. Tell me what you like. Tell me what you don't like.
And also, you can send Norma Jean links to any porn.
Yeah, send me some porn. You got favorites? You got raunchy stuff? I'd like to see it.
However, let's just keep the raunchy stuff sent to us so we can keep it a surprise to her, because when she watches this stuff, she don't know what she's getting herself into.
That's true. So if you have specific porn clips that you want her to watch, email it to me or Ryan. And if you just want to tell Norma Jean that you masturbate to her every night, then you can email her, because I don't really care.
Or if you want to send your own personal porn clip.
That's cool.
She might like that too.
Yeah.
That's cool with me.
She's like, amateur, professional, it don't matter. I'm all about the porn. Yeah. What else we got?
Well, of course, you can still go to our MySpace page at It Burns When I Pee 86. And we all know now, IBWIP.com.
Booyah! I'm hoping within a year I don't need to go to MySpace anymore because it gets on my fucking nerves.
Yeah. And then, of course, we'll have the IBWIP store.
There will also be a link on the IBWIP.com to get to the IBWIP store. Cool.
Awesome.
Want to let everybody know, please go to our MySpace page, click on the PodTrack survey button, fill out a survey. It kind of tells us what you think of the show, what you like about it, what you don't like about it. We need to have 20 surveys filled out before they will send us all the results.
Help us,
because we have 3. Yeah. So it takes like 5 minutes. So go to our MySpace page. There's a link with a guy with a pair of headphones on, and it says PodTrack survey on it or something like that. So help us out. We want to know
5 minutes, please.
Please, 5 minutes of your time. But we really want to know what you guys like about the show, what you don't like about the show. We want to tailor it to what our listeners enjoy.
And coming up here before too long, September 6th.
Road trip.
Metal Farm Magazine, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, your old stomping grounds, right?
I did live out there for a couple years. Anderson Township area. It's eastern side of Cincinnati. Spent quite a bit of time downtown from time to time, too. So looking forward to that trip. September 6th, the release party itself, 7 to 10.
7 to 10. We will be there. We forgot to kind of mention that. We're actually going to be there, and we're going to be recording our show from there.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Oh, by the way.
What did I know? By the way.
Pay attention, man.
Pay attention to the show notes, fucker.
Fuck. That's when I was eating about six tacos with a whole package of cheese.
And cheese ball. Cheese ball's like.
Thinking about buttholes and not pooping for days.
Cheese ball goes, that's a little too much dairy.
An 8-year-old tells me that's too much dairy for me.
And the party's going to be at Shake It Records. So anybody out there in Cincinnati, in the Cincinnati area, want to kick it with us and kick it with Metal Farm Magazine. And I think they're going to have some live bands, right?
Yeah, they're going to have... Straw Boss, they're going to be the opening band, and then they'll also have the Kentucky Struts. The actual Reinstate Hank petition book, we'll have that there too.
Yeah, Keith Nelter, the original actual petition book that travels around the country for people to sign, is going to be there. So that's super, super cool. So if you're in the Cincinnati area and you don't, you know, you want to sign the petition, you know, we can, you can do it online, but it's kind of cool to have your original signature on the actual petition. So
yeah, I'll be looking forward to that. And then of course afterwards, after everything wraps up, the after party, it's going to be at the Northside Tavern.
Cool. So definitely, if you're in the Cincinnati area, if you listen to the show, email us, let us know you're, you know, let us know you're from around there, and we'll hook up. And
yeah, let us know beforehand that you're going to be around. And you know, I'm pretty familiar with the area, and we, you know, we'd love to see everybody.
And the after party, after the after party, we'll be in our hotel room.
Oh, God.
all single babes with tattoos, you are welcome to attend.
You always did like them freaky girls.
I like the freaky dicky.
Well, Blake, I think it's time for the Rachel Brooke giveaway.
Yeah, this is like the biggest giveaway we've had. She's given us out. She's given us a T-shirt, CD, some stickers, and some buttons. So it's going to be like a whole package.
So are you going to do one winner gets the whole package, or
I'm going to do one winner gets the whole package. This, you know, if two, if number two or number three, if I've got stuff left over, we'll definitely get them some stuff too. Okay, so the trivia question is, who did Rachel Brooks say was her most influential artist? Now, since it's a big, such a big package, I kind of made it a tricky question. We're looking for one answer.
Okay.
So definitely, even if you're listening to this like 2 weeks after the release date, go ahead and email us, and you know, maybe nobody had got it right or anything. So,
and coming up next, we're gonna have Little Lisa Dixie.
Speaking of tattooed babes, definitely.
That's right up Blake's alley, isn't it?
Yes. I wish you lived in Cincinnati, Ohio,
or Peoria, Illinois.
Yeah. If any of you hot ladies want to move to Peoria, the mecca of the mecca of music.
Yeah. But she's gonna be singing the Kitty Cat Blues.
I will cure the Kitty Cat Blues.
And she does have MySpace, so be sure to check out her MySpace page as well. It's Little Lisa Dixie, 138.
All right, Little Lisa Dixie with her song, Kitty Cat Blues.
Meow.
Meow. Meow. Cougar. Wow.
Well, if you don't want your cat astray, I met her by the summer.
Hey there, folks. It's Norma Jean here. As you all know, IBWIP now has a donate button on their MySpace page. What does that mean to you? Well, it means IBWIP needs your help. Since Blake's old lady divorced him, he doesn't have any extra money to put into the show. If you can donate a couple of bucks, we'd really appreciate it. All donations go back into the show for equipment, merchandise, and my monthly shots. So head over to myspace.com/burnswheniP86 and click on the orange donation button. Send us a few bucks and help make our shitty podcast less shitty. If you donate $10 or more, I'll call your house and thank you personally. Again, head over to myspace.com/burnswheniP86 and donate some of your hard-earned crack money to the show.
Because I'm talking on the microphone.
Mental retardation is nice.
Me and Norma Jean, we like being on the microphone.
I tell you what, if Norma Jean keeps rubbing my leg, I'm going to get a boner.
She shoot it all over.
God, she just banged like... Thanks to little Lisa Dixie for sending us some music. Very talented. Check her out. And now it's time for the moment most everybody that listens has been waiting for.
Norma Jean watches porn.
Oh, yeah. And you know what, Ryan? I got a special treat for everybody.
Really?
Yeah. I thought, what better thing to do for this segment each episode is to have the Norma Jean jingle.
Oh, the jingle.
The jingle. But so here is the Norma. This is the Norma Jean jingle. And then followed by Norma Jean watches porn. Check it out, bitches.
You're not doing it right. Get your head right here. Pull up the porn.
Oh, well, her name is Norma Jean, and she's a boxy little gal. Always watching porn on TV and drinking all the beer around. Her name is Norma Jean, and she replaced old Cheyenne. She got a dirty mind, sexy face. She's our gal with a raunchy taste.
Puked a little in my mouth.
Her name is Norma Jean, and she's a boxy little gal. Always watching porn on TV. Thank God she ain't queer. Oh, wait. If she was queer, that would be a good thing.
Not so much with the round thing by my mouth. Like a cigarette in one hand, your cock in the other.
Yeah. Cigarette one hand, cock in the other, and I can still move the mouse.
Sick with your foot.
No, it wasn't my foot I'm using.
Ooh.
Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Head fuck. That's all it is.
All right, Norma Jean, why don't you go ahead and announce the name of the video you'll be watching this evening?
Gigantic pussy gets dick, fist, and head fucked. Okay. I'm ready to go. Good to go. Let's watch some porn.
Bring on the porn.
Bring on the porn. Oh my god! Holy shit.
Loosen it up.
Yeah. It looks like an ape's head. Where? Seriously, where'd you find this?
Just watch.
Oh, yeah. That's disgusting.
He's got both hands.
Oh my god!
Oh, what is that? His foot. Okay, so now he's sticking a water bottle in there.
Yeah.
He's already 24 ounces.
He's already done a fist, foot, water bottle, but.
Ow! Seriously? Oh my god! Oh my god!
Now he's putting his
big old bald head all the way up. Ears.
Look! She's rubbing his head. And the
oh my god! Sick. It's completely disgusting.
All right, so what did you see in that video?
A whole lot of nasty.
Well, you kind of got to describe it. You have to understand that people aren't seeing it; they're listening. What grossed you out about that?
It looked like an ape's face or something.
Your pussy looks like an ape's face.
It did. Big ol' like ape lips.
All right, let's watch it one more time and go through and kind of describe to the audience what's going on.
Are you serious?
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay. Okay, so it looks like an ape's...
It is worse than Tijuana. All right, he's fucking her.
Now what happened?
Now he's getting ready to, I don't know, stick something in the gigantic hole that's protruding out of the bottom of her body. A fist. A huge fist. It's... Oh, foot!
She's like, ah, oh, foot.
A water bottle.
No, I could, the water bottle maybe, but...
Okay. I don't understand how it's going in there. And now his huge head. A bald-headed man. Oh, the ears go in. Oh, that's disgusting. She's rubbing her clit, dude.
And, of course, the finishing, the money shot.
The masturbation all over the face.
We'd like to thank Creepy Guy for finding that. And, again, the name of it is?
Gigantic Pussy Gets Dick, Fist, and Head Bucked.
And, of course, we will have the link up on our show notes. Thanks, Norma Jean. So, Norma Jean, second time, was it better than the first?
That was disgusting.
Which do you think was more disgusting, the first one you watched or the second one you watched?
I don't know. They're both pretty nasty. I don't know. The second one was pretty sick, though. That's a huge freaking hole, man.
His head was so big. I mean, for those of you that wear baseball caps, you know, I wear like a 7.25. This guy's head was like a 10.
You look like one of those big Harley biker guys with the huge heads.
What if you got, like, earrings and his earrings got stuck in there? Like, I mean, would you be scared about ripping anything out, coming back out? I mean...
Yeah.
I don't think there's much to rip out. It's so wide in there.
Do you have a preference of maybe what you want to see something... What do you want to see next time? I mean, do you want to see something softer, raunchy, sexier?
It doesn't matter. Whatever the viewers think. I don't want to... I really would rather not watch anything with shit involved.
Oh, I've got one for... Just wait till next time.
I'm all for it. Ready for it. Bring on the porn.
Creepy Guy is going to take care of it. But hey, folks, listeners out there, I know you guys are a bunch of perverted bastards. If you have, seriously, if you have a little clip, about a 2-minute clip or something, send us the link either to me or Ryan, and maybe we will do 2 in one episode.
We could. The next one I've got in mind, it's pretty short. Short and sweet, gets to the point.
That's how I like it.
She's like, I don't like to fuck around. I want to remind everybody to go to podcastalley.com. In the month of July, we had a better turnout. We had maybe 20 or so votes. But to get, we still always hover around like number 3. So I'm really encouraging folks to go over to podcastalley.com. You can vote once a month, and it only takes a couple clicks. Even Norma Jean can do it when she is intoxicated. But go to podcastalley.com, vote for It Burns When I Pee. Get us up there in the number 1 or 2 spot in the music section. So all the folks can see that we're there. Now, I guess, is it that time already? Time to say goodbye already?
It is. It's time to say our thank yous.
Oh, geez. Well, as usual, we first want to thank Andy at section86.com for getting our podcast on to the internet and for so diligently working and getting IBWIP.com done and getting you guys' emails set up.
Yep.
Basically, he's the man behind he's like Oz. He's like the Oz of It Burns When I Pee.
He doesn't come out like a midget like Wizard of Oz does.
He's like...
I like the midgets.
Would you ever have sex with
midget
a midget?
Wrestling.
Would you ever have sex with a midget, Norma Jean?
Damn it, she just ruined next podcast clip.
No, she didn't ruin it.
You just ruined it.
I got something else in mind on that.
I wanted to see the midgets. I was looking forward to it. Would you have sex with a midget, Norma Jean?
Depends on what they look like.
Well, if they look like normal, as normal as a midget looks.
I don't know. I'd have to see a midget first. I've never seen a midget naked. That'd be pretty interesting.
They've got huge cocks.
If anybody has a picture of a male, a naked male.
You can't have sex with nobody with big balls.
What if they've got a big, large wiener,
yeah,
but little balls?
So if anybody out there has a picture, a naked picture of a male midget, send it to normajean@ibwip.com.
Yeah, maybe I'll post a blog about it.
There you go. Blogging about my midget porn. Oh, well, let's see. Who else are we going to thank?
Rachel Brooke.
Rachel Brooke, thank you. She's a doll. She's awesome. She was great to talk to. And she's a very gracious person and very talented. So thank you very much, Rachel, for taking the time out to be on the show.
And, of course, we've got to thank all of our fans that are out there listening.
Thank you, fans!
Yes. I love it when she lifts up her shirt. See, a lot of people wish this was a video cast, and if they donated money...
Maybe we can make that
maybe
happen.
Maybe we can make that happen. If you want to see Norma Jean as we record on the internet, flashing, send us some money. Would that make me your pimp?
You gotta send a whole lot of money for that.
A whole lot of money. I don't know. I don't.
I ain't taking singles, people.
That's the only thing about Norma Jean I don't like. She doesn't take singles.
No singles. Sorry. Or
that's why
she's like, this is prime beef.
This is prime cut, bitches. And of course, I would like to thank Creepy Guy. Thank you very much for.
No problem, Blake. It's my pleasure.
I like it when you talk like that. No, but.
It's like that you look at me like you just did.
It's definitely improved the show having you on, and you're a good friend, and I love having you on.
No, I've enjoyed the last two episodes, so I'm glad I could be a part of it.
And Norma Jean, thank you as always. You're a doll face.
I'm a doll face.
A doll face.
Doll, I guess so.
Like the dolls I have in my room.
Dude! Too much.
Blow up,
keep
doll.
That to yourself. I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
We know what you're going to do with them underwear I donated. Really.
Who do you think is going to be the highest bidder? I'm like, I'm donating to myself, bitches. But thank you, everybody, again, for sticking with us through thick and thin. And hopefully you'll stay on this track that we're on. And here is one more song by my good friend, Carmen Lee. And you can check her out at Carmen Lee, the number 3, her MySpace page there. And it's a song called Alone and Forsaken. All of you should know Alone and Forsaken by Hank Williams Sr. The night that I talked to her, to Carmen, I said, hey, you know, do you want to ship us a song to play on the special episode? And she's like, sure, what do you want? And I said, can I make a special request? And she's like, sure.
Wow.
And I said, Alone and Forsaken, because that's my all-time favorite Hank Williams song. And like in 3 hours, she sent it that's back great. To me, recorded and everything. And she had never played it. She learned all the chords and the piano and the words and did it all.
That's amazing.
She's an awesome gal, Carmen Lee. Thank you very much. Thank you very much again. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, everyone, again. Norma Jean, Ryan, and this is Carmen Lee with Alone and Forsaken. We'll see you in September, folks. Out.
Yeehaw! Hey there, folks. It's Raunchy Rancher Rick here. I'm out here on the open range trying to earn a living. You know, it gets lonely and boring out here when the nights turn cold. Damn it, Martha. Not now. I'm busy. Sorry about that, folks. Where was I? Oh, yeah. It gets lonely and boring out here when the nights turn cold. When it gets that way, I just get out my laptop from my saddlebag, turn to the latest episode of It Burns When I Pee, flip through the pages of my copy of Metal Farm magazine. Christ! I'm trying to do a commercial here. Damn horny animals. So if you haven't ordered your copy of Metal Farm magazine yet, then you're missing out. Issue number 1 has everything from Elizabeth Cook, Hank 3, and photographers from Dave Deluxe and Shannon Brook. Hell, I'm out here in the middle of nowhere and I got my copy. What's your excuse? So don't be a sheep pumper. Go to metalfarm.com and order your copy of issue number 1 today. Schmartha, it ain't even dark yet. Gotta go, folks. Gotta get these ladies in line.
We met in the springtime when blossoms unfold. The pastures were green and the meadows were gold. Our love was in flower as summer grew on. His love, like the leaves now, is withered and gone. The roses have faded, there's frost at my door. The birds in the morning, they don't sing anymore. The grass in the valley is starting to die. And out in the darkness, the whippoorwills cry. Alone and forsaken by fate and by man. Lord, if you hear me, please hold my hand. Oh, please understand. Where has he gone to? Where can he be? He may have forsaken some other like me. He promised to honor, love, and obey. Each vow was a plaything that he threw away. Darkness is falling, the skies turn gray, the hound in the distance is starting to bay. Well, I wonder what he's thinking of, forsaken, forgotten, without any love. Alone and forsaken by fate and by man. Lord, if you hear me, please hold my hand. Oh, please understand. Oh, please understand. Oh, please understand.
That is awesome. That is awesome. That's going to be the end of the show. That's going to be the end of the show. That's awesome. That is freaking awesome. Anything else you want to say before I push stop?